I'm just thrilled to be here at the Gene Autry Museum because my generation, I think we all had a hero in one of the Singing Cowboys, because that was before rock and roll. So these were the guys, you know. This was like... So I brought my cutout of Roy Rogers here. I think Gene will forgive me. And the evidence of the worship here. You know, when I was a kid, I had a hard time. The girls in my neighborhood were pretty tough, and although they were playing pretty much the traditional games, it was kind of hard to play dollies with them because, you know, they go, "My dolly walks and talks and yours doesn't." Or you know, "My dolly wets and yours doesn't." You know, whatever it was the latest movable part, I usually didn't have it. So. And if you played imaginary dress-up, that was pretty rough, too. I remember one time with Sandy, we were playing imaginary dress-up, and I said, "I am wearing a gold lamé gown, and I am descending a diamond staircase." And she said, "No, you're not. I am." So there was this big fight that ensued over that. So I bought a cap pistol. And with a cap pistol, the boys would let you play. There was always some kind of part. They'd come to the door, and they'd say, "Come on, Joan, get your gun. We're playing war. You can be the German." So I get out there and they'd shoot me right away. I'd be lying on the ground saying, "Can I get up yet?" "Not yet, you're dead." So frequently when the weather was good and you could walk around in your shirt sleeves, the boys played Roy Rogers, and they always chose a new Roy like every couple of days. So I kind of wanted to be Roy, because Roy was the at least for one day, you know, Roy for a day. It was like, he was the playwright and he was the director and he picked the locations. And a lot of times the guys, they just play up to the end of the block. They didn't adventure out too much. And I happened to know over by Alexander School, there was a ravine with a little weathered footbridge there. It was just great for ambushes and battle scenes. And so I would say to them from time to time, "Well, why can't I be Roy today?" And I'd always get the same answer. They go, "You can't, because you're a girl." So when I was, I don't know, 8 or 9, I guess, whenever this was taken, that Christmas I asked for a Roy Rogers suit. Well, as you can see, they gave me half of it. They missed the boots, but I've got them now, huh? So anyway, the first good shirt sleeve weather, when the boys were finished with hockey, I came out in this costume here, and I said, "Let me be Roy today." And oh, I was full of ideas, you know. And they said, "Well, you can't, you know." I said, "Why not?" "Well, because you're a girl." And I said, "Yeah, but look, it says on my hat right here, Roy Rogers. And it says on my shirt right here, Roy Rogers." "Well, that doesn't mean you're Roy Rogers. That means you're Dale Evans." "Well, why?" "Well, because you're wearing Roy's clothes." "Well, what does she do?" "Well, she stays home and cooks." "Come on, man." So I can cook pretty good, but this is a secret between you and me, you know. Don't tell anybody that, because I'd rather be part of the posse.